So Rico Tice, who works for All Souls in Langham Place, he's the guy who's behind Christianity Explored, that has been used all over the world. Rico Tice tells the story of how he and his wife went to Israel on honeymoon, and they went at Christmas time. And on Christmas Day, he decided, that they should go to Bethlehem. What could be better? Going to the site where Jesus was born on Christmas Day, and to do it on their honeymoon? How romantic. So that's what they did. What he hadn't allowed for was the security wall dividing Jerusalem from Bethlehem, built in 2003. It's mostly 8 meters high and stretches for 485 miles. They queued for hours with armed guards patrolling the lines, and somehow or other all of the romance drained out of the day. We in Northern Ireland know a lot about walls that divide. We euphemistically call them peace walls, and since the Good Friday Agreement in 1998, 10 miles of walls have been added rather than them being taken away. But we're also, as human beings, we're also very aware of the kind of walls that exist in our own lives and experience. You know, that empty place at the Christmas table, the walls that can exist between members of families, between parents and children, between a husband and wife, walls that can grow up between old friends. Back in 1977, the Carnegie Technological Institute did some research and came to a conclusion that 90% of all people who fail in their life's vocation fail because they cannot get along with people. Well, there's news for us, indeed. You know, but of course, we needed research to tell us that nobody would have known that by common sense at all. You know, and all of these walls that exist stem really from the one great wall that exists for all of us. And that's the wall, the barrier, the divide between us and God. The Bible calls it sin. I was reading my grandson, I was reading a book of his this past week, and it explains, I think it's the garden, the curtain, and the cross. There it is. Just so happened, here's one I prepared earlier. The garden, the curtain, and the cross. Thank you. And it explains how Adam and Eve wanted a world without God in charge. They disobeyed God, and so they couldn't go on living in his wonderful garden anymore. God put them out, and the world became a place where things were sometimes bad and sometimes sad. No one could go back into God's wonderful place, and God said, because of your sin, you can't come in. And he placed warrior angels in front of his garden, and it was as if they were a big keep out sign that kept people from going back in again. And later God told his people to build a temple. And the Holy of Holies in the temple was the place where God was meant to dwell. And he told them to make a huge curtain with pictures of warrior angels, get the link, warrior angels on the curtain in front of the Holy of Holies. And that curtain was reputedly 8 centimeters thick and very high and quite wide. And it reminded the people that it's wonderful to live with God, but because of your sin, you can't come in. And when we come to the Christmas story, we begin to see some of these walls being broken down. First, a mighty angel that breaks down the wall of vision. He appears to Zechariah and to Mary and to the shepherds. God breaks through and speaks to people once again. And then we're told why this child was born. His name was to be Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. When Jesus died on the cross, this high, thick curtain was torn in two. The dividing wall had been broken down. And Samuel's book puts it this way. It says, God has ripped up the keep out sign. God's wonderful place will be open again. Because Jesus died, we can go in. Jesus has sent everyone an invitation to come and live with him there too. I died on the cross, says Jesus. I died on the cross to take your sin, and so all my friends can now come in again. And John the Baptist testified to this as well. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus came to break down the dividing wall of sin. Through faith in him, we can know God's forgiveness and a whole new start to life. Through faith in him, we are reconciled to God and made his friends once again. But it goes further. He calls all who follow him to break down the walls that divide us from others as well. One of the most amazing stories in the New Testament is the story of how through faith in Christ, it brought together in fellowship Jews and Gentiles. And the Gentiles were despised by the Jews in those days. They ate together. They served together. They worshiped together. They even died for Christ together. Paul was able to declare about the church in the first century that Jesus himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. The walls came tumbling down. And what is that to say about our estranged relationships within our families, our church, our places of work, our wider society? By his grace, we too can break down the walls that exist between us, because Jesus has broken down the wall that existed between us and God. In fact, those who follow Jesus are called to do just that. It began when God broke down the barrier between heaven and earth and took on human flesh as a simple newborn baby. He made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "To be a Christian means to forgive the indefensible in other people because God has forgiven the indefensible in you." So let me ask tonight, have you come to Jesus Christ and asked him to forgive the indefensible in you, the sin that separates us from God? And if you have you in turn forgiven the indefensible in other people? Because of your sin, you can't come in. But Jesus died on the cross to take your sin. And so all his friends who trust and put their faith in him can now come in. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility at every level.